Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
It is 8:41 here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning. You know, a successful company looks ahead to see what trends are coming down the pipeline. A really successful company has somebody in-house that does this on a pretty regular basis, and Ford Motor Company has such a person. She's online with us right now. Cheryl Connolly is Global Consumer Trends and Futuring Manager at Ford Motor Company. She's online with us right now. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk about the 2021 Ford Trends Report, but I'm really curious about you and your job and how one becomes a futurist. Tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Sure. So I have a background in finance, business, and law degree, and I use that education and 15-plus years of experience to try to research trends in social, technological, economic, environmental, and political arenas, all to help promote long-term thinking, planning, and strategy inside the company. We do not predict the future. And actually, the irony is that we spend all of our time trying to remind people that no one can. But we do believe if we pay close attention to patterns, signals, and trends, we can gain some insight about the forces that will shape consumer values, behaviors. And that's what our trend book is about. It's trying to give people a glimpse of what we think is coming on the horizon for the next 2 to 5 years.
And what a huge curveball we all got in 2020 with the coronavirus pandemic. And so given that, what do you see ahead in 2021?
So I do think it'll be an interesting year. You know, when we talked to people, and we did surveys in 14 different countries in late October and early November, and 44% of the people we spoke to said that they thought things would return to normal, not less than a year, but not more than 2 years. So I think it's going to be a little while before we see things settle down. But even with the vaccine on the horizon and all of that, I think there are some things that people don't necessarily want to change. I mean, there's been extraordinary kindness in the marketplace. 50% of the people we spoke to said that they thought the pandemic had made their community kinder. And there was just the most lovely story that I saw coming out of Minnesota. The Dairy Queen had 900 people pay it forward. And what that means is, like, they go through the drive-through and they say, I want to pay for the person behind them. Mm-hmm. And that went on for 900 customers. So I just think that there's really something in the air right now about showing patience, kindness, and resilience.
I also think appreciating essential workers, and I know that seems like an overused word, essential, but if you don't have the luxury of working at home, if you have to be the person working the drive-through at Dairy Queen or stocking grocery shelves or working in the emergency room, those are essential workers, and we've realized this year how very important they are.
Yes. In fact, 75% of consumers that we surveyed said they really appreciate what brands are doing to try to accommodate them during this period. In fact, there are some people who say they never want to return to the shopping the way it used to be.
That's interesting. Working from home and learning from home as well, the technology's always been there. We always could have worked from home, and with a lot of us forced to do that this year, I feel like a lot of people realize, hey, this isn't so bad. It's really kind of changed what work is, hasn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, I think that but for COVID, we would never have seen this type of dramatic acceleration of our attitudes towards working from home. And there are anecdotal reports that talk about people feeling more productive and more efficient at home. And that's not surprising because the average office worker is interrupted every 3 minutes, and it takes over 20 minutes for them to return to whatever they were doing before that disruption came.
What were some of the other things that caught your attention in this survey?
Well, it's interesting to me about how you're speaking of work. In the U.S., we look specifically at the number of people that are using their vehicle as a place to work. And men are 3 times as likely to use their vehicle as a place to work. So I found that rather fascinating. And it actually, I can say it proves a point in our household because I got the office, my husband has the kitchen, my daughters have their bedrooms to learn from. But when the dog is barking, he goes and sits out in his car to take his calls. So I think that's part of it. But we also know that over 30% of the people we surveyed worldwide said that they use their vehicle as a place to decompress or just be alone. And my favorite is that 7% told us that they use their vehicle as a place to hide.
I don't doubt that. Yeah, I have on a number of occasions seen people on Zoom meetings over the course of this year who were in their car, and not necessarily because they had to be out somewhere. It just was a convenient place for them to be quiet and get away. So I guess all this means is we're looking for comfortable vehicles that we can spend time in, maybe not necessarily for a daily commute, but just a place to be, our own personal space.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because IKEA, the Swedish furniture store, did a survey several years ago and asked people to define what home meant to them. And a surprisingly number of people talked about their vehicle as a place where they got a respite. And so I do think at this unusual time, people's relationship with automobiles are changing. And indeed, 3 out of 4 people told us they could not imagine life without their own vehicle. And of course, there's the real concern about mass transit right now, because 50% of the people that we surveyed said that they were less likely to travel by bus, train, subway, or airplane. And so I do think that it's an interesting time for how we think about our vehicle as an extension of our home. Our safety pod.
Talking with Cheryl Connolly at Ford Motor Company about the Ford Futures trend. If people want to take a look at this report, Cheryl, is it available online for folks to browse?
It is. In fact, they can go to FordTrends.com. And what's really exciting about this year's trend is that we've created it so that people can click through and find out the differences by geographical regions, gender, or even age.
Cool. Great way for us to understand ourselves a little bit better. Cheryl, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.